She was known as Svetlana Aliluyeva when she defected to the United States in 1967 from the Soviet Union. 3 years later, she married William Wesley Peters, an apprentice to famed Wisconsin architect Frank Lloyd Wright. Throughout the last 40 years, she's lived in Wisconsin on and off, not far from the Wright Center in Taliesin, most recently in Richland Center. Dawn Kiefer, a reporter for the Richland Center Observer, tried unsuccessfully for years to get an interview with her.
I actually hit a brick wall. I had been told she definitely lived in Richland Center, but I could not find out where. People supposedly would see her about town, in particular at a thrift shop.
Kiefer says Richland Center, population about 5,000, is a good place to live if you want to be anonymous.
People seem here to honor your wishes. If you want to be left alone, they generally will leave you alone.
Peters did give two recent interviews to Wisconsin State Journal columnist Doug Moe. He describes her as a small woman with a lively mind who smiled often. She told him she liked Richland Center because of its good hospital and good social services for the elderly. Moe says one thing she seemed worried about was that Americans thought she was a wealthy heiress.
She seemed to me to be obsessed with the idea that people thought somehow that her father had given her millions of dollars, and made a point to say that that was not true. Her dad did not accumulate any private wealth. He thought money was evil.
Lana Peters was 85. She's survived by two daughters, one in Portland, Oregon, and another who lives in eastern Russia. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.